And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Peg Tolo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paulie Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is a Manchester Punk Festival special, kicking off with 4am, Jack Shit, His Pants. You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
There's a band called 4IM. They are skate punk from Antwerp, Tony. You know what's interesting about Antwerp?
It's got a lovely ring road.
It has got a lovely ring road, but also, not only have I been there, I've done a gig there.
Oh.
How about that? This is one of the many tracks that are available on the latest Manchester Punk Festival technically free to download compilation as a way of advertising the upcoming festival. I understand they've only got a couple of hundred tickets left. You can download every single song that you hear this week for free from there in one easy click, manchesterpunkfestival.bandcamp.com. But it's to pay what you want, and we'd much prefer it if you gave them a few quid, a few bucks, a few shekels, whatever it is, a few guilders, right, whatever you got going there, right, for the simple reason that all the money goes towards paying for the festival, and the festival gets better and better each year. And this year, I've got to say, this download is the best one they've done yet. I had trouble only getting 8 great songs, you know, because the ninth one isn't included.
Nice.
Including what you just heard, 4IM, and a great song, Jack Shit, His Pants. What is 4IM's Bandcamp page?
4IAMBand.bandcamp.com.
4IAMPunk.bandcamp.com. FORIAMPUNK.bandcamp.com. And I'm just looking down this and I think, oh no. One band's let us down. Nearly everything is Bandcamp this week.
Right.
We have got one Facebook. Nearly everything's Bandcamp. So do get to ManchesterPunkFestival.bandcamp.com because the music on this latest number 37 that they put together is brilliant, as you will find out on the show. I've got some additional material for you, Tony.
Excellent.
If you've got a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type in your email, comedy suburbs if it's a joke, and poetry corner if it's a poem. That's what Jeff's done. Let's hear his thing. So proud of that.
Excellent.
Jeff's got his own thing. You can have your own thing if you send a few in a row. Just saying.
True.
Jeff says, I bet the hardest part of beekeeping is thinking up all the names. Jeff, P.S. I went into a florist earlier. and said, I'd like to buy a nice bouquet of flowers for my girlfriend. The florist said, certainly. What is it you're after? I said, a blowjob. Thank you, Jeff. And also, that coming in has meant that we haven't got, I did have planned, but we're going to save it a week just to tease you all on next week's show. We've got a quiz time for Tony coming up.
Oh, excellent.
I know, it's very exciting. Anyway, in the meantime, that's it from Jeff. Thank you, Jeff. You can do as well as that. Email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Let's hear Jeff's thing again. So proud of that.
It's good.
But I haven't got time just to self-congratulate here. We got another two great songs to come on in a row now. Stay tuned. Yes, I told you this compilation was great. Stay tuned for The Sewer Cats. But first, Tony, Croatian punk rock all the way from Zagreb. And you know what's interesting about Zagreb?
Nope.
No, if I've been there, I've done a gig there.
Right.
The band are called Abagaz. Abagaz. What is their Bandcamp page?
Abagaz.bandcamp.com.
It is A-B-E-R-G-A-Z, or Z if you're stupid, A-B-E-R-G-A-Z.bandcamp.com. And Americans, if you don't like me calling you stupid, look who you voted for. A-B-E-R-G-A-Z.bandcamp.com. Paulie B and the Internet One, Tony One, and this is Malogovno.
Town?
Why didn't you ask me to dance? This opportunity!
You're listening to GG All Stars underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Far better job than I'm at talking. That was the Sewer Cats, a track called Tell Me Something True. They are ferocious, fuzzy and feline inclined, Tony. Yet another band, as 8 of the 9 are this week on the latest Manchester Punk Festival 37 Free Download compilation. What is the Sewer Cats Bandcamp page?
The Sewer Cats at bandcamp.com.
It's sewercatsuk.bandcamp.com. Sewer Cats suck. sewercatsuk.bandcamp.com. All the way from Manchester, Tony. And you know what's interesting about Manchester?
What's that?
Not only have I been there, I've done gigs there. Amazing, isn't it? Wow. What a band Sewer Cats are. I love them. Played them loads of times. And they are the Sewer Cats, but it's, the Bandcamp is Sewer Cats. uk.bandcamp.com. Paulie B and Instead 2. Tony, 1, have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Hey, Boyle.
What you got?
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do go to our page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment, do get in touch. Please do leave us a comment. If even if you can go to the group page if you like. As we always say, if you can, easiest way to do it, respond to last week's show post. We'll see it. 3 comments this week.
Brilliant.
First up, Gone Feral got in touch.
Hey, hello, Gone Feral, the band we played last week, of course.
And they say, thank you for playing our stuff. Many thanks.
But it is our pleasure.
Quite welcome.
It might be called Gone Feral, but how very polite.
Very nice. There you go. Manners mean everything.
They really do, the show.
They do. The Voodoo Love Gods got in touch.
Egg Tolo, Voodoo Love Gods.
And they say, the VDLGs 2.0 love Punky Radio.
Quite right, too.
There you go. 1.0, right, not so much.
Yeah, and I love their new song as well. I'm in love with the Chinese spy in it. Chinese spy.
Oh, that's them, is it? Right.
Yeah. Yes. Really love. Yeah, fantastic song. Great band. Love to see them live. Maybe we'll at some point. Who knows?
Jeff got in touch.
Egg Tolo, Jeff.
And he says, did you realise that if you said fuck off backwards, it still says fuck off, but in an Irish accent? Love the show. Missed this way, Esperanto.
Well, yeah, you know, well, Jeff, you make a good point, but it just naturally dried up, didn't it?
We just ran out of words.
Well, you ran out of words. It was like, we'd used them all. for those of you that are new listeners to the show, we started off, how long ago? Nearly 20 years ago now, with Word of the Week. And the idea of Word of the Week was because we knew we had a lot of young listeners, that we would give our young listeners ways to insult their parents effectively without actually swearing. And it was brilliant for a while, wasn't it? And it built up quite quickly. And then I think some of those young listeners went away and people stopped sending things. It just died out. We didn't stop it. It just died out. But if you have an interesting phrase or expression that is rude but doesn't involve swear words, if you like, email Tony@punkyradio.com, because I can't be fucking bothered with it.
There you go.
Yeah, how about that?
Leave it on Facebook. It's two birds, one stone. We're all about efficiency these days.
Oh yeah, just leave it on Facebook.
And that concludes Facebook.
Well, so that concludes
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle. Right. The Restarts, Tony.
Okay.
They are London ska-infused thrash punk. And you know what's interesting about London, Tony?
No.
There's a pattern developing. Not only have I been there, I've gigged there loads of times. Yeah, I have, yeah. Yeah, so the Restarts, we played a couple of times recently. I've also seen a couple of band photographs recently of bands wearing Restarts t-shirts, including, I think Iron Mike was wearing one the other night. I'm not absolutely sure. Anyway, what is the Restarts Bandcamp page?
TheRestarts.bandcamp.com.
It is TheRestarts.bandcamp.com. Tony 2, Paul of the Internet 2, and this fits in with how long been going? 20 years.
For the punk rock scene, 1911. permission to stay.
You're listening to Raman Mamadli underneath right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I don't know how long we're keeping this bed, but I haven't got rid of it yet. I just think it's wonderful. That was The Restarts, 20 years. If I'd thought about it, I'd have held it back until next July and sounded clever. But, you know, I'm not. Did you do anything last week?
No. So it was pretty... Well, last Sunday we had the wedding practice, which we spoke about. Apart from that, it has been work every day. It's been the last week of the month, and as predicted, it was quite heavy. I've been in front of this fucking computer a lot these past 5 days. It's Friday night now. I'm done with this seat, this office, and these two screens. But it's been, you know, it's been good. Business is going well. And this weekend I'll be having a bit of just a couple of days off. But it's been a work week. It's the old school stuff. How was your week?
Well, it is interesting that you mentioned that we are recording this on a Friday night. The reason why will be in the second half of this show. Mm-hmm. But also, I do wonder whether you were a bit freaked out by it all, Tony. You sounded a little bit off colour at the start of the show, like you weren't sure what was going on. Like,
we record on a Sunday, and we have the day off. Obviously, I've been at work. I've been sat here working all day, and it's not right.
Yeah.
But I hopefully I'm pulling in a good session, you know?
Oh, well, you certainly are now, Tony.
Thank you very much.
What I've done over last week, you might remember, I think I mentioned last week that my car was knackered. Might have mentioned it last week. Anyway, the car was knackered.
Okay.
And what I thought was a minor electrical problem turned out to be the alternator. So I had to get a new alternator. That pissed me right off. Anyway, it's fixed now, which means I can drive to where I've got to go this week, but we'll talk about that in the second half of the show. Also, I finished the series that I was watching on Amazon Prime, season 2 of Carnival Row, or as I now call it, Carnival Woe, because it had just the shittiest finish ever. It pissed me off so much anyway during it. But then, at the end, there's this bit in the very last bit when Orlando Bland is standing there and someone says, "So what are you going to do now?" And he says something like, he looks at the camera and he kind of, he's dressed a bit, looks a bit sort of David Beckham, sounds a bit what's his face from The Boys, and just goes, "Oh, let's see where it takes me." I went, "Oh no, there's going to be another season." Oh. Didn't need that at all. I want these things to end properly, not be like that. I am going down to my mate Steve's tonight, which is technically last week, because when you hear this show, it'll be next Tuesday. God, it's a bit time travelly, isn't it?
A little bit.
So I'm going down to Steve's at Jukes Arms.
Hello, Jukes Arms.
And then on Saturday, I'm going to be seeing my mum. It is approaching my birthday and approaching hers as well. So we're both going to hang about with each other and have early birthdays. I'll explain why. Actually, not long from now. So that's about it, really. Sounds a bit boring now, doesn't it, what I've done this week?
Oh, you've obviously not been working. You've just done other things apart from work.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
I can only dream.
Yeah, so now, anyway, we're taking a departure from Manchester Punk Festival now. And as you know, I am on the verge of going to Lisbon. And over the last 2 weeks, I've played punk bands from Lisbon. We played Anna Chicks last week. Before that, we played the Parkinsons, who we saw at the Town Mill in Mansfield many, many moons ago. I've actually cheated a bit this week, and I'm just playing another Parkinsons song because I found something out about them. About where they're from. They're from Coimbra. I don't know how to say it. Coimbra. And do you know what's amazing about Coimbra, Coimbra, whatever you call it?
No.
I'm going there next week.
Excellent.
Yeah, I didn't realise that they were from there. I'm actually going to be visiting there next week. More of that in the second half of this show. Haven't done a gig there yet, but you never know, Toad. Might do some busking.
Do it.
What I'd like to know is, we haven't got a Bandcamp page for them. What is the Facebook page for the Parkinsons?
Facebook.com/theParkinsons.
Facebook.com/official the Parkinsons. Pulling in step 3, Tony 2. And this is my favourite song from the album Reason to Resist, which is the reason why I'm playing it now. This is A Night on the Council Estate.
Come on, play this, get it late. Lazy down and brave. The wind is cold and the night is young.
You're listening to the Upsetters underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Parkinson's, A Night on the Council Estate. Find out more, facebook.com/official The Parkinson's. And I will just say that they did play a gig in Coimbra, I don't know how to say it, late December last year. And if they just waited a month or two, maybe I could have seen them in their hometown. It's where they're from. How exciting. Anyway, great song, A Night on the Council Estate. And we'll be back for the last four songs. We'll be back to the Manchester Punk Festival special. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Can't say Coimbra.
Thanks for your gigs. If you have a gig for me, please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing. Where are they playing? How much is it to watch them play? Does that have to be in the UK? It is International Gig Guide. It says so in the tune. Let me know your gigs. You haven't done. So I have found one. So next week, this weekend, the 7th of February and the 8th. So I'm guessing that is a Friday. No, it's Friday and Saturday night. This Friday and Saturday night in Derby, the Hairy Dog, a venue I've played. And I think our venue that was last time I heard, I think under duress or some kind of risk of closing. So if you are in the Derby area, do check this out. It's the Forever Young Festival. Loads of bands every 2 days, including the band I played with the only last week. So we've got...
Yeah, it's the Oi Festival, isn't it?
It's very Oi. Yeah. Yeah, Wolf Bites Boy, the band we played with, and they were the headlining Wigan, and the headlining here. So, yeah, it will be Oi-tastic. Zero tolerance.
The uninitiated.
The Uppercut, Stage Bottles, Knock Off, Wolf Bites Boy, Unrivaled, Razors, Takers and Users, Brigade Loco, Bull Brigade, and Baboon Show. It'll be oitastic. So if you are in the area,
oitastic, you're absolutely right.
Do check it out. Who knows how much it is?
Who knows how much it is?
Well, however much it is to get in, it'll be worth it. Let's have a look at gig.
If you like street punk, there's nowhere better to be next weekend.
Right, it's £50 a day.
Right.
I'm talking out my arse. It is £22 for the Friday, £40 for the Saturday. You get a weekend ticket for £50.
There you go, £50 for the
great
weekend.
Great bands on there as well. So and yeah, it's a good venue, the Hairy Dog. So if you are in the area, check it out and support it. Otherwise, it won't be there much longer. Thank you very much.
Yeah, they actually, they've got a gig planned next year, which is next year's this year now, isn't it? This year, which is at King Kurt and the Polecats. At one point next year. So it's a double headliner. I never really understand double headline shows because like one of them's got to go on first.
Is that what you saw Electric Six?
It is what I saw Electric Six.
Yeah, there's some good bands on, don't they? It's
had a disaster getting home.
Oh yeah, it's a nightmare. It's Derby, isn't it?
The trains hate me in Derby. And you get £40 cab.
Oof.
It is a really good venue, Hairy Dog. I do like it a lot.
And that's it for gigs.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
I'm being Coimbra.
I played the Hairy Dog.
Yeah,
I just thought we were going on that phase of where we were gigged. Just saying.
Oh, no.
Synergy.
Look, absolutely justified. You've made up for the fact that I have played Coimbra. I'm just calling it Coimbra now. I'm sure it's Coimbra and Coimbra or something. I'm just going to call it Coimbra. Coimbra! Right, next song, and we're back to Manchester Punk Festival. MPF 37 free downloads here. ManchesterPunkFestival.bandcamp.com. As I say, throw them a few bucks, a few quid, if you can afford it. Even though it is free, there's about 35 songs on each one, and this one, they're absolutely great. Don't just rip them off by getting 35 songs for nothing. Throw a couple of quid at them. This band, Death Trails, Tony, they are, every sub-genre of punk is explored with this band from Blackpool. And do you know what's interesting about Blackpool, Tony?
What's that?
We've both been there and we've both gigged there.
Yes.
What is Death Trails' Bandcamp page?
deathtrails.bandcamp.com.
Simple as that. deathtrails.bandcamp.com. deathtrails.bandcamp.com. Tony 3, Paulie the Internet 3, and this is Cage by the Sea. A fresco in this town is you're listening to Dead 60s underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with Beds this week, darling.
That's okay.
Death Trails, Cage by the Sea. Another cracking song from this Manchester Punk Festival compilation. They've surpassed themselves this time, Tony. Are you doing anything this week?
First week of Feb, I don't think so. I think I'm going to have a weekend off because it's that kind of week, and then it'll be work. I think probably got band practice the weekend, but no, it is one of them. It is work and a bit of a quiet time. Don't think much else going on. What are you up to this week?
Well, as this show goes out, I'm in Lisbon.
Cool.
So hopefully I've flown there, I've landed there, military helicopters permitting. That's on Sunday. On Monday, I've had a look around by myself, taking it easy, finding out what's going on and all that sort of thing. Tuesday or Wednesday, I'm going to do a tour of Lisbon, an organised tour of Lisbon. I haven't decided which day yet. Thursday or Friday, I'm going to go to Coimbra. And then on Friday night, I'm going to be looking out for a gig to go to. Saturday night, I'm going to have it large because it's my last day. And on Sunday, I'll fly home. And that's my plan.
Excellent.
I don't know much about Lisbon. We were going to find out a bit more because I had a Lisbon-related quiz time for Tony lined up. But we're going to save that for next week.
Excellent.
Yeah. So in that case, we just crack on.
Yeah, can do. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, might as well. Eh?
Yeah.
Two songs in a row now, both of which are on the Manchester Punk Festival number 37 free to download compilation. I say free, throw him a couple of quid. ManchesterPunkFestival.bandcamp.com. Stay tuned for Skint Knees, but first, a band called Straight Line. They are metal punks from Munich, Tony. You know what's interesting about Munich?
What's that?
I've been there, but I haven't gigged there.
No?
Well, I have kind
that
of.
That is interesting.
Yeah. I had kind of me and my mate Mal, I mean you get arrested for this now. We were in a youth hostel. I mean, I was young enough to be there. It's a long, yeah, long time ago. We were in a youth hostel there, and just as we walked into these unisex toilets, and there were three toilets there, he went into one on the left. I thought, I'm staying as far away from him as possible. I went into one on the right, and this girl went into the middle one at the same time. And we went in, and we locked our doors, and we dropped our drawers. And then I just went, dum, 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 dum. And he went, never know how much. He got us in stereo. Get the fuck out of that. So I am kind of gigged there, but it was an audience of one that swiftly became none. But I was 19 years old. You know, I wouldn't necessarily do that again now. Now that I am. Oh, actually, what I didn't say is what I am going to be doing this week, Tony, is celebrating my 55th birthday.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I'm celebrating the Britvic. That's right. Wednesday night. I am going to be having it large. So, completely forgot about that. Straight Line, back to the show, Paul. Straight Line, what is their Bandcamp page?
Straightline.bandcamp.com.
It is straight line.bandcamp.com. Making it Tony 4, Paulie Beans Net 3. Stay tuned for Skint Knees. This is Shame on You.
Pumpkin.
Chap Taps under the Eastons right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Skint Knees, a track called Cheerleader, which you probably got there from the lyrics. They are Riot Girl Queer Rock from Sheffield, Tony. You know what's interesting about Sheffield?
What's that?
We've both been there. We both did there.
I have.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's an amazing place.
It is an amazing place. Yeah, fabulous city. Not as good as Nottingham.
No.
Nope. Still valid. I haven't got a lot more to tell you about that other than they are on the Manchester Punk Festival compilation as well. What is Skint Knees Bandcamp page?
Skintknees at bandcamp.com.
It is. SKINTKNEES. Skintknees.bandcamp.com. Which means you've got to enter a lead, Tony, an unassailable lead. Tony 5, 40 units next week.
Excellent.
Not happy about that.
Huh.
Have you got a twat?
I do.
Happy about that. This is the thing. Shiny elbows.
Shiny elbows indeed.
What you got?
Thanks for your twat nominations. If you have a twat for me, don't forget, do email me. Tony@punkyourager.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination or twat. So with thanks to every chat responded to. Let me know your twats. As I said last week, I've got a bit of a twat log, a bit of a build-up in the old twat there. So we've got one from Timo this week.
Hey, Tolo, Timo.
And he says, hey, Tony. A few shows behind because I was hiding on Mount Crumpet. Don't know what that means, but I approve.
It sounds like Timo's got himself a girlfriend.
Sounds lovely. Despite Paul's warning, don't watch it with the German on the sofa, this German sat on the sofa and binge-watched SAS Rogue Heroes.
Yeah.
I think every German should watch it, especially the fucktards that are going to vote for the openly racist AfD in our upcoming general election.
Yeah, true, because they do make it quite clear in that, I think, that it's not anti-German, it's anti-Nazi.
Yeah.
Very anti-Nazi.
An estimated 20% of voters nevertheless, probably making them the second strongest party. But the even bigger problem is the estimated 25% of people that are not exercising their right to vote. They would be the second strongest party instead. So for not exercising the right to vote, people from all over the world are twats.
Yes,
Thank you and all the best, Timo.
I absolutely agree, Timo. Far and away the most stick-on twat we've had in a while. A stick-on twat and after Mount Crumpet.
Mm.
unless you disagree, Tony.
Nope, I'm just thinking of crumpets. Sorry.
You just drift off, then. Oh, crumpets.
I like a bit of Marmite on a crumpet.
Oh, Tony, I'll tell you what I bought this week. This may interest you, because you like chocolate.
Yeah.
And you like peanuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a Reese's bar, right?
Hmm.
Don't know if you've had Reese's peanut butter cups, then. Right, but Reese's bar, right? And it's like normal kind of hard chocolate, and I wasn't sure what to expect when I opened it. I was a little bit disappointed, but anyway, rather than bite into it, I just sucked the chocolate, Tony. I sucked it, I let it melt in my mouth, and when it melted, I was greeted by what I can only describe as peanut euphoria. It's amazing. £1.75 in somewhere or other. I can't remember where I got it, but in Aldi, I think. Absolutely brilliant, worth the investment.
I think we found the name of this week's show:
Peanut Euphoria.
Yeah.
I was quite pleased when I thought of the phrase. So yes, twat away.
So, for not exercising their right to vote, people from all over the world
is a twat. Let's hear the thing again. Twat is a.
Doinies indeed.
One last band this week. Yet another band from Manchester Punk Festival's MPF 37. Free to download. You know what to do now, but I will give you it again. It is manchesterpunkfestival.bandcamp.com, but throw them a couple of quid if you can. This is Bruise Control. Played them a few times before. Punk rock from Manchester, and we already know what's interesting about Manchester, don't we, Tony?
I've gigged there.
We've both been there and gigged there. I know. It's amazing just how it's worked out this week. Love Bruise Control. What is their Bandcamp page?
Bruisecontrol.bandcamp.com.
It is Bruise control.bandcamp.com. Tony 6, probably the internet 3. No more.
No more! No more! No more! No more! No more!
that's about the size of it for this week. That was Bruise Control, No More, Punk Rock from Manchester, bruisecontrol.bandcamp.com. Maybe you can mention one or two ways people can listen to the show that they haven't done before.
Don't forget to visit our website, punkradio.com. Latest shows on the front page. You can check that out. You can also find various stations like punkradio.com, radioandrew.se, and radiofolkestone.com. If you were down with the fire, you can find us on the Spotify.
The Spotify
app in the podcast section. Also Amazon, Amazon Music. In their podcast thing, they've got an Alexa device. We've got a skill for that. Of course, we've got a skill for that. You get a skill store. You search your Punky Radio, you download it, it's free. And after that, who knows what happens? Who knows what happens? Anything could happen. How do you know? You don't know. Try it.
All right, Tony.
Sorry, it's been a long week. I completely
forgot, by the way, just at the very end of the show, I completely forgot to say or to mention Tony's chock-a-lonely. I can't remember where I saw it. I think it was just a Facebook ad that came up or something. For this brand of chocolate I heard of called Tony. Oh, no, it wasn't. I saw it in a shop window by the tram stop. Tony's Chocolonely.
I've seen it. I've never tried it.
Well, you know, it's like, that's because you never are.
I know,
you're
I'm not.
You're without the chocolate, are you?
Exactly.
If you were, you would be Chocolonely. Say goodbye, Chocolonely.
Goodbye, Chocolonely.
A-poo, a-poo. Oh, Chocolonely.